Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show this week. Moderator Dana Rodriguez with author Jerry Nachman and the San Francisco Chronicle's Leah Garchick. Here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much. Thank you, David. And, oops, we're off. Wait a minute. My mic is, there we go. Is that on? All right. Yeah, I'm only getting half my headphones here. That's okay. Anyway, welcome to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely Christmas season or Hanukkah season, as the case may be. And we also hope you can join us over the course of the hour because we are an audience participation quiz program. So we hope you will call and participate. That's very, very important. The number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or we also have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, Broadway, and just about everything else. So again, 415-841-4134 or toll-free, 866-798-8255. I just want to remind you briefly, I won't remind you because I don't think I've told you, but next week our phones are not going to be in service, so we are not going to have the usual Minds Over Matter program. I will be here. I'm going to do an hour of music, some of my favorite music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. Not really Christmas related, just things that I like, and hopefully you will like them too. So, I mean, if you like them, we hope you will tune in, and I also hope you'll let me know, send me an email and let me know how you like the show. So, anyway, so just to tell you that, please join us next Sunday at 7 p.m., and hopefully you'll enjoy the hour of music I'll have for you.
What did you decide to call the show?
Well, I had an idea, like swing and sing.
Try again.
All right. I'll keep working at it. Anyway, it's a one-shot, so I don't know.
I'll come up with something.
Okay, do that.
I thought there might be a link to Minds Over Matter.
Minds Over Matter's swing and sing.
Minds Over Music.
Yeah, okay. Not bad. Anyway, also want to remind you of our email address, which is Minds Over Matter. That's one word, MINDSOVERMATTER at yahoo.com. Feel free to email us anytime. It's always great to hear from our listeners. We don't read the emails during the show, but we do read them. So if you'd like to hear the show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like a podcast of the show, it should be up and running within, you know, a couple of hours after our show tonight. So that'll also be at kalw.org. So we're going to start with a round of introductions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman wrote it out in longhand tonight. Jerry Nachman is singing in the rain. Well, humming anyway.
Leah Garchick finds herself moved by the Warriors' first loss of the season. Been there, done that.
Now that Cruz is ahead of Trump in Iowa, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, thinks it would be an understatement to say there's still room for improvement in the GOP field.
Yes. So we'll begin with Jerry Nachman.
Okay.
My editorial for the evening.
Yes. Well, in honor of Frank Sinatra's centenary, I thought I would ask a Sinatra question. What was his first hit?
It's so weird you should ask this question. No, not that I have it, but I read something. It was with Harry James, right?
I
even read the name of the song today, but
you
of course I don't remember it now.
Great, okay.
Yeah, it's like five or six words. It's a fairly long title, if I recall.
No, it isn't. It's five words.
Oh, is it? Okay, all right.
It's still remembered, but it's not like "Lady, It's a Tramp" or something. It's not in that.
Right.
It's second tier.
I'll Never Smile Again.
No, that was his. No, no.
Okay,
no.
All right.
But that's a good guess.
Or Dolores.
It's a ballad.
It's a ballad, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Why don't you read the question once more?
What was Frank Sinatra's first hit?
Okay. And Leah, why don't you go ahead, too?
Okay, I have some word challenges. What I'm looking for is one-syllable words, and if you add one letter to them, they become three-syllable words.
Will Shorts.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Say that again. Please.
I'm looking for one-syllable words. If you add one letter to them, they become three-syllable words.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, but you're not going to give us an example or anything like
that?
I
can give you one example.
Yeah, do
that. A-R-E, and area.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
And would you say most of these are fairly common words?
Yeah.
Okay. Just go over what you want once more, please.
I'm looking for one-syllable words that if you... to which you can add one letter and make them into three-syllable words.
Oh, gosh. Are there lots and lots of them or just a few?
One, two, three, four.
Okay.
Oh, four more.
And let's go to a call while Jerry figures it out. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Colette from Bernal Heights.
Hi.
I'm going to give you the names of four countries, mm-hmm. and I'm looking for the name of each country's currency.
Oh, all right. We could try.
Guatemala.
Oof. Keep going.
Poland.
There's a lot.
Brazil.
Oh. What is that called? I want to say Ria or something like that.
R-E-A-L.
Okay,
Real. And Panama.
Oh, the Balboa.
Yes. And Guatemala is Quetzal, Q-E-T-Z-A-L.
Oh, all right.
And Poland is Z like zebra, L-O-T-Y.
Right, right.
How do you pronounce that?
Zloty.
I don't know.
Zloty, okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Garrett from Union City.
Hello.
Was that Frank Sinatra there with Harry James? Was it a call from the bottom of my heart?
No, it was not. It's better known than that. It's better known than that.
It's not Night and Day, is it?
No.
Nope. Oh, here's a Sinatra-related question.
Mm-hmm.
What detective series did Frank Sinatra make a guest appearance?
What was that again?
Once more?
What detective series did Frank Sinatra make a guest appearance?
He was on Magnum P.I.
Yes. Give yourself a bell.
Yeah, I remember that.
He appeared on Burke's Law, too.
Oh, okay.
And here's my second question. In the episode of I Love Lucy, Lucy's Incente, which keyboard instrument did Ricky's accompanist Marco Rizzo performing on when Ricky's asked to perform We're Having a Baby, My Baby
Come
and Me?
Come on,
Lucy.
Johnny.
Keyboard instrument.
Yeah. It's not a piano.
Gosh. It's a keyboard instrument.
Vibraphone.
No.
Is it, do you play it with your hand? I mean, you just like your bare hands?
Yeah, it's a keyboard instrument. Starts with a C.
Oh, a clavichord?
No, close.
Clavier.
Good, yeah.
No.
Oh, but it starts with a C. Not
sounds like a music box.
Oh, no. What else is there?
Celeste?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, Celeste. Yes, there's a bell. Celeste, the same thing.
All right. Thanks, Gareth. Okay, let's see here. One guess each on this. What is the best-selling musical instrument in the world? And it's a musical instrument. It's not something that you can use to make music on. No, it's like a steel barrel or something.
You mean the most popular?
No, it's the best-selling musical instrument in the world.
Piano?
No. Yeah?
A penny whistle.
That's a good guess, but no. All right.
Harmonica.
Yes, thank you for your one guess. We'll turn it into two guesses. Yes, harmonica.
I'm sorry, ruined your night.
Yeah, you did.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Okay. What is the most successful movie of all time that has Christmas in the title?
The most successful?
Most successful movie of all time, profitability-wise, that has Christmas in the title. One guess.
Well, whatever the title is, The Year the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Yes.
That is it.
You're killing me with this.
Is that, that's not the...
Yes.
Well, what's the full... That's not the actual...
It's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry, Dana.
That's all right.
I'm sure you'll get mine, too.
All right. Okay, let me go into this then. I was saving this for later, but I have to use it now. All right. This is a poll done by the Huffington Post that women responded. They asked women to respond to the... these are the 11 Christmas gifts that you should avoid giving women at Christmas time. That women said, who responded through the Huffington Post poll, would be the worst gifts possible.
It's hard to know what,
could
you
be
know,
hundreds
is it
of
a
things.
Humorous poll? Or
no, it's, I mean, it, these are all real gifts, and it's nothing...
You may be like, insults, it's just not...
no, it's not, I mean, it's not a, this is not a question of insults, it's a question of, these are gifts you could buy in lots of different places, and, but it's just they're something that women would not like to have for Christmas, so they say.
Well...
They would not like to have a venereal infection.
No. Yeah, I think you're missing the point.
How about a blender?
Yes.
A
kitchen appliance. Yes, I will give
these
you
are all it. Things that I would have thought of first and
yes.
then rejected.
Yes. So kitchen appliances.
And anything utilitarian would be not much
so,
enjoyed.
According to a poll done by the Huffington Post, women said that these 11 things would be the they would not like to get for Christmas, and they are very common items. So,
a bathroom scale.
Yes, a bathroom scale. Very good.
Yeah.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that us?
It is you.
Hello. She won't do it. So on the single-syllable words, add a letter, we have... the word R going to area.
Yeah.
And then road to rodeo.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. And then the women's gifts would be an apron?
Doesn't say that specifically here, but I should give you credit for that because it's probably someplace
there's
there.
A lot of them, but I only have two more. An iron...
No, well, that comes under appliances, so.
Oh, I don't remember the rule about it. I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, yeah, it was the general rule. Okay.
Right.
And tablecloth.
Doesn't say tablecloth here. No.
Yeah. Well, okay. We have one more from the background. The sewing machine.
No.
Oh, I think people would love that.
Yeah. No, it doesn't say anything. Nothing about sewing machines.
That might almost be an appliance anyway. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And let's see. Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, Chuck Williams, who also celebrated his centenary this year, and just, of course, recently died of Williams-Sonoma, founded Williams-Sonoma. He was often asked, what is the first kitchen item you would buy for somebody? And he had, so what would your guess be?
The first kitchen item. In other words, the most practical kitchen item that you would probably buy for somebody?
Yeah.
A wooden spoon.
No.
Oh, a knife.
Specific kind of knife.
Oh, a paring knife.
Paring knife is correct. He said, there's almost nothing I can't think that I could do. Almost nothing that I could not do with a paring knife.
No.
Very good.
All right, give us something else.
Okay, what is the... Elvis Presley was the first, of course, biggest-selling pop singer of the 50s. Who came second? I'll give you two guesses.
Well, Sinatra?
No.
Is this you're looking for an individual, not a group?
Yeah.
Eddie Fisher.
No. Mm-hmm. Good guess. No.
Perry Como.
No, also a good guess, but no.
Is it male or female? Can you tell us that?
It's a male.
Tony Bennett.
No.
But it's pop.
Pop, yeah.
Pop. Huh. Okay, I'll have to think about it. What, would you read that once more?
Elvis Presley was, of course, the first biggest selling pop singer of the 50s. Who was second?
Huh. Okay. And
Pat Boone.
Correct.
Oh, my.
Very good.
Very good.
And what was his first hit? That's the kind of the second part.
Oh.
April Love.
No, that's
Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. No.
Never heard
that
of
that. That wasn't him.
That wasn't
I
him.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It was a cover of another.
Oh, he did a lot of covers.
Yeah, he did a lot of covers. It was a cover of a
Louie. Did he do that?
Of a formerly sung by a famous black singer who I can't.
Yeah,
quite
he did.
Remember.
He did like not Little Richard, but
Fats Domino. I think.
Not, was it Fats Domino?
Blueberry Hill. No.
No, no. I think this was a Fats Domino song, but maybe not. I mean, I may be wrong about that.
Yeah.
But someone liked that.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have an answer for the one-syllable word made into a three-syllable word.
Yes.
So if you add an I between the S and the I and smile, you get smiley.
Yes, that's one. Great.
Very good.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank
Excellent.
You. Can you also choose Oreo, or is because that's a proper noun, you can't use it?
Oh, that's not on my list, but Oreo from Orr. Well, let's say sure.
Why not?
Why not? It's Christmas.
All right. Two bicycle wheels. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. What common internet abbreviation comes from a 1917 correspondence between British Admiral John Arbuthnot Fisher to Winston Churchill? It's an internet abbreviation that's used in correspondence.
You mean like LOL or something
mm-hmm.
like that? Oh.
I never use abbreviations. I send emails. Did they use it in the same way that people use it today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No.
How is it used for, originally? Was it in a letter or something?
Yeah.
It was, okay.
I said, yeah, in correspondence.
How about, are you there, or something like that? Are you?
No.
Are you okay?
All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Robert in Berkeley.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, I'm going to take a wild guess on Leah's question about an abbreviation. Would it be BTW for by the way?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's
well,
a good one.
That's good.
Actually, I'm calling with a question which you may have had before, so I apologize if it's a repeat. I wonder if you can distinguish for me the meaning of an emoji versus an emoticon. Can you describe the difference between those two?
This came up a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, so it is a repeat.
No,
not exactly.
It wasn't really in the form of a question, actually. It just came up in talk.
Well, I asked what was the OED's word of the year.
Oh.
And it was an emoji. It was not a word.
Okay. I do remember it, yeah. Let's see now. The emoji...
Well, emoji is a face, isn't
it's
it?
An
emoticon, it can be anything.
Say that again.
Emoji is a face, isn't it? Expression. And emoticon is something else.
It gives you... it suggests emotion, some sort of emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
an emoji?
Well, both the purpose of both is to express emotion, but it's more in how they do that. Jerry's sort of on track there, but it isn't quite literally true to say that an emoji is a face.
Okay. Well, an expression.
I'm sorry, an expression meaning an expression in a face?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
No, okay.
Well, you're getting pretty close. You're probably about done with this question.
All right, fill in the blank for us.
Emojis are actually little pictures, and it comes from the Japanese, I guess, means essentially that, a picture character. And they were developed by a particular company, I can't remember when, but in the 90s. And they could be pictures of anything. It could be a cat, a face, a leaf, a candle. And they had the same purpose of trying to add emotional content to what would otherwise be text. An emoticon is something that can be drawn, in effect, with standard keyboard characters. So like a winking face with a winking eye or something like that, that you have to usually turn the paper sideways to read. So the difference is that an emoticon, and that's a much longer standing feature, emoticons can be made with standard keyboard characters, whereas emojis are actual images.
Of course, that's good. Yeah.
Have to be loaded into your device.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you clearing that up for us.
You can sleep now.
Yeah, I can. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We have a couple of lines open now if you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. It's 866-798-8255. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garchuk. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us, no secret here, on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And let's see. Whose turn is it? I forgot. Is it mine? Is it mine?
Okay. I think it feels like you.
All right. So I have some musical instrument name origins. These are well-known musical instruments. I'm going to give you the language that they come from and what the names actually mean, and I want you to tell me what the musical instrument is, okay? These are all well-known musical instruments. And first one is Greek for wooden sound. Let me go through the list first. Number one is Greek for wooden sound. Number two is German for concord of sounds. German for concord of sounds. Number three is Latin for castrated bull. Latin, it's from Latin for castrated bull. Number five is French for high wood. High wood. Number six is Latin for trumpet, although it is not a trumpet, just to let you know. It is Latin for trumpet. And the last one is Arabic for strangled wood.
Well, the trumpet is a tribune, I think.
The one that's a Latin for trumpet?
Yeah, no. Tribune? No? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I think the castrated bull is a euphonium.
It's a pretty good guess, but no, not the euphonium. So again, these are the origins of well-known musical instrument
names.
Oh,
musical instruments. I'm sorry.
Yes. So first is Greek for wooden sound. Second is German for concord of sounds. Third is Latin for castrated bull. Fourth is French for high wood. Next is Latin for trumpet, though it is not a trumpet. And the last is Arabic for strangled wood. So, you want to guess on any of those? Nope? Okay.
Oh, high wood would be haute bois.
Yes.
Haute bois.
Yes.
Oboe.
Yes. There you go. We figured it out.
I had a little help there. you should let David play this, too.
I'll let you fill in some blanks if nobody gets them later, Dave.
That's good.
Yes, very good. Oboe. Excellent. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I think that the song that Pat Boone covered that was big for him was Tutti Frutti by Little Richard.
No, no, it was not.
He did do that.
He did do that after this one.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a question for you guys then related to Pat Boone and cover songs. Why did Pat Boone have his Christian TV show canceled?
Why?
Why did he have what?
Why did he have his Christian TV show canceled?
Why did he have it canceled, or why was it canceled?
Why was it canceled, rather?
Was it? Did he? Okay.
Well, maybe he talked too much about.
He did a cover of "Smoke on the Water." Does that have anything to do with it at all?
Yeah, he actually did a full. He did an album of heavy metal covers.
Yeah, I remember that.
And one more question.
Wow.
Since you guys were talking about Frank Sinatra, what did Frank Sinatra say was, in his opinion, was the greatest love song ever written?
I think he was being facetious when he answered this. Was he?
I don't believe so.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no? Okay.
The greatest love song. Oh, I heard that, too, on the Sinatra channel.
So it's a standard.
Yeah, it wouldn't help, but it's by the Beatles.
Oh. Yesterday.
No.
I want to hold your hand.
It was written by George Harrison.
Oh. Oh, gosh.
It was about his wife.
Oh.
Michelle?
No.
No. What is it?
Oh, it was something.
Oh, something in the way. Yeah, I remember him singing that.
Oh, yeah.
Something in the way.
Yeah,
she
I can hear him singing.
Yeah, right.
That's the greatest song ever
love song. And that is the greatest love song ever written.
Wow, interesting. Wow. Okay. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. And next call?
Better singer than critic.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ed. How are you?
Good.
So, because of Egyptian or Egypt, great history and location, a lot of people like to be buried in it, non-Egyptians. So, there is several, actually, but I just like you to name one.
I didn't hear you. Say it again, please.
Recently.
Say it again.
Non-Egyptian who chose to get themselves buried in Egypt.
Oh, in Cairo, a non-Egyptian who chose
non-Egyptians. To... Non-Egyptians. Right, famous people. Let's say, kings or queens or presidents. There's many, 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 but I'm just asked for one. One or two. So one from recent history, say within the last, 40 years.
And they're buried in Egypt even though they were not Egyptian.
Exactly. By their choice.
Okay.
There's many, 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 many.
Gosh.
So from the recent time, okay, we will give you some hint.
Is the Shah of Iran buried there?
Yes.
Yeah, yes, I seem to remember he died in Egypt.
Yes, beautiful. All right, very good answer. Very good. All right, give yourself a bell.
Thank you.
Good answer. Okay, from the ancient time, this man, after conquering most of the world, all of his friends won't take him back to his birth country, but he decided against all of that and he wanted to get buried in Egypt. Do you know who is he?
Alexander the Great.
Very good. Alexander the Great. Very, very good. Okay, so we'll take the opposite. One of Hitler's despicable man, right-hand man, was actually born in Egypt. Do you know which one? One of the Nazi rulers.
Born in Egypt. Right-hand man.
Goring? He died.
Goring? Goring?
No, Goring committed suicide, actually.
This person was born in Egypt.
That person was born in Egypt. Right.
That person
died in the 80s.
Oh, Rudolf Hess.
Rudolf Hess, yes. Okay, that is very good. Rudolf Hess was born in Egypt, and by definition would have been called Egyptian.
Mm.
Thank you, guys. Good
All right.
show.
Thanks,
Ian. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, it's the season to listen to Christmas specials. I guess somebody listens to them, watches them. I'm going to give you the names of five narrators of classic Christmas specials, and you tell me the show that they narrated.
All right.
Okay, Fred Astaire. I'll read them all. Fred Astaire, Jimmy Durante, Boris Karloff, Burl Ives, and Buddy Hackett.
Hmm. Well, Fred Astaire is Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Fred Astaire is, yes, correct. Very good.
And Burl Ives is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Correct. Okay, that's enough for you.
All right.
Leah, yeah, I'm sure you know these.
I don't pay any attention to that at all.
All right.
Okay.
Read the other ones again, Jerry, if you would.
Okay, the other ones I'm looking for are the shows that these people narrated. Jimmy Durante, Boris Karloff, and Buddy Hackett.
Okay. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's repeat any questions. You don't have to repeat that one, Jerry, but any questions that haven't been answered yet.
Okay, I'm looking for Frank Sinatra's first hit, and I'm looking for the cover song that Pat Boone, that was Pat Boone's first hit. That's
okay.
It.
And Leah?
I'm looking for two more pairs of words that are one-syllable words that become three-syllable words with the addition of one letter. And what common internet abbreviation comes from a 1917 correspondence between British Admiral John Arbuthnot Fisher and Winston Churchill?
All right. Let's see. The Huffington Post did a poll of women and asked them, what would be your least favorite gift that your husband or boyfriend could give you for Christmas? And there are 11 on this list so far. We have appliances and I forgot what the other one was. All right. Anyway, appliances to give you. They're basically thoughtless or unromantic gifts. Let's put it that way. Okay. And so what would be a rather thoughtless or unromantic gift that a woman would want to avoid getting on Christmas? And my other question is, I have some word origins for names of musical instruments, all well-known musical instruments. The first is Greek for wooden sound. Second is German for concord of sounds. The third is Latin for castrated bull. Fourth is Latin for trumpet, although it is not a trumpet, just to let you know. And the last is Arabic for strangled wood.
Is the wooden sound xylophone?
Yes, very good. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Yes, Greek for wooden sound, that is xylophone. Very good. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, trying again. This is the second call tonight that we've answered. Is that naughty?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. So, oh my God, OMG, was that?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, very good.
Good for you.
Good job.
Okay, we'll quit with that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Jerry, it is your turn.
Okay, what group of animals is called a parliament?
Oh. This is one of the few that I might know. A parliament. Parliament. Is it owls?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's one of the few I would actually, I think I know.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, who won? Okay, I'll ask you, just because you're here, you're the only one that would know this, but... for what early sound film was the first dubbing done?
Well, a dubbing of a singing voice?
I don't know. I guess singing? No, I don't know if it's speaking. I assume it's speaking. It is speaking.
It is speaking?
What early sound film was the first dubbing movie?
Yeah, there are probably several. There's a 1929 movie called Weary River, which Richard Barthelmess, that they dubbed his singing voice.
No, this is speaking, and it was 1929. You're right about that.
Okay. Is it somebody who spoke with a foreign accent that they were dubbing?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. All right, let me think about that.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Charles from Richmond.
Hi, Charles.
And you sort of rephrased the question, so I'm not sure this is accurate, but in terms of the gifts that women might not enjoy getting,
yes.
at Christmas. Would lingerie or underwear be in there?
Yes, but it's a special kind of lingerie or underwear.
A girdle.
No. It's a themed lingerie or underwear.
Themed.
Has a theme to it. I'm going to give you credit for it. I'll just give it to you. It's Santa themed lingerie.
Oh. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for helping me with my Christmas list. And
yeah. Don't get that, please.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You very
thank
much.
You.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Gene in New York.
Hi.
Well, we all want to make it to 100 years old, so I have a few centenarians that I want you to guess who they are.
Okay.
And I'll give you the name that they, the year that they died and who they were approximately. So in 2003, these are all centenarians who made it up to 100 years old or a little more. So 1989, American composer.
Oh. 1989.
These are all famous. These are all famous people.
Yeah.
No. Aaron Copland.
No.
No.
These are pop or classical or.
Well, Christmas, let's say, is.
Oh, 1989. That's Irving Berlin.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's correct.
All right.
And then 1976 producer, like a famous producer.
Oh.
Adolf Zukor.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, very good.
Very good.
And 2003, actor?
Actor, oh, gosh.
Ooh.
Well, if I give you actor, I can give you another clue. But
yeah, a little bit of a clue.
All right, actor, comedian?
2003. Well, Bob Hope?
Yes. Yep.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
And one more, this one's... a little harder, maybe. It's an anthropologist, and he's not American. 2009.
Anthropologist.
Leakey?
No.
Anthropologist.
He's an archaeologist, actually.
Right.
Well, it's... Okay, I'll give you a hint. He's French.
Oh, anthropologist.
Levy?
Yeah.
That's a guy.
Yeah, Claude Levi-Strauss. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, good job. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. Where's the world's largest New Year's Eve party?
Largest meaning what exactly?
Most people.
Oh, most people?
This is a public party. In other mm-hmm. words, it's held outdoors and that kind of thing.
You want the country or the city?
Both.
Well... I'm going to one in London that's pretty big. Is it London, by any chance?
No.
Mumbai?
No.
But it's specifically for New Year's Eve?
Yep.
Huh.
How many people? Can you tell it more or less?
About a million.
Wow.
Oh. No second helpings, I guess.
How about Rio?
Rio.
Oh, okay. Good job. All right.
They like to party down there.
Yeah, they do. Give us another question.
Why is it a superstition that one shouldn't eat lobster on New Year's Eve?
What was the first part of that? What is?
What's the basis of the superstition that one
I've
shouldn't
never heard
eat
that.
Lobster?
On New Year's Eve. Because it's probably not, it's out of season.
No.
Oh. Is it like a mythological reason or just a
no.
kind of old wives' tale? Okay.
Lobster. I don't know. I have no idea.
Is it like bad luck or something like that? Is it considered bad luck?
Yeah, why?
Why, though, yeah. I don't know.
No, I don't know. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening, Sparky Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Well, Leah, your question about not eating lobster on New Year's, it has to do with the fact that lobsters crawl backwards.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Maddie.
Good.
Oh, interesting.
Good. Yeah, bad luck to eat an animal that walks backwards.
Yeah, and you go back in time and regress and all that junk.
Sounds like my kind of animal.
First movie dubbed, how about Wings?
No.
It had just won an Academy Award. You might as well put a... Latin for trumpet, how about trombone?
No.
Okay. Castrated bull, how about castanet?
I can see the logic in that, but no.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a good note. Pat Boone's first hit was Ain't That a Shame.
Well, you're close.
Isn't that a shame?
Isn't that a shame? He changed it to... And who had sung that originally? Was that Fats Domino?
That was Fats Domino.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, Isn't That a Shame?
You got to give Pat Boone a lot of credit because he did bring a lot of African-American music.
True.
Exposure. I mean, he may have...
Inadvertently, wiped, yeah.
He may have, you know, white-breaded it down. But certainly once the kids caught wise to its original sources, they went to the sources.
Right.
Well, Boone, which I didn't know, he had been an aspiring English teacher, so that's maybe one reason he changed it.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to,
isn't that a shame?
Influence.
That's
okay,
kind of
a vote
funny,
for
actually.
Pat Boone, yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're done.
Thank you, Sparky.
Bye.
All right. What is the best-selling Christmas single record of all time?
You ask this every year, and I
you still don't
remember.
Know
Christmas single?
Yeah. What is the best-selling Christmas single
record?
Well,
White Christmas, of course.
Nope, it is not.
It is not?
It is not.
No. Wow.
What is the best-selling Christmas single record of all time?
Jingle Bells.
No.
Rudolph?
Nope.
Gosh.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Michael from Minnesota.
Hi, Michael.
I was at a Sinatra party last night. Trivia question about his appearance on Magnum came up.
Huh.
Does anyone know the name of the character he played in that episode?
No, he was a retired private detective or something. I remember that. Because I remember I saw the episode. That's all I remember.
Okay, you want to leave it out there or is there time?
If you want, sure.
Okay. Sinatra's first number one hit, would that be All or Nothing at All?
It would be.
Good job.
Very good. Very good.
And that's all I have for you tonight.
Well, thank you very much.
Can I throw in a quick piggyback question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Frank Sinatra, when he was not doing so well, he was on a radio show. He starred in a radio series as a detective. Do you know the name of the character and the show?
I've heard of episode of it.
Yeah.
And is that the one they did in San Francisco by any chance? Did he do that?
It might have been. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It ran a year or two, I think, maybe more even.
It wasn't yours truly, Johnny Dollar. It wasn't that. It was
something like that.
But it was kind of like that.
Well, yeah, he was a detective. Yeah.
I
has a hokey name, I'll give you that.
But is the character he played in the title?
What?
Is the his name in the title?
The show is the name of the character.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Fred in West Virginia.
All right.
Wow.
I think the Bugle was named after a bullocks, which is a castrated bull. Does that sound right?
That's exactly right. It's
very
Latin
good.
For castrated bull, Bugle. Very good.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, I also have a question. You
yes.
know, tonight is the eighth night of Hanukkah.
Uh-huh.
Eighth crazy night, and it's also the festival of the new moon, Rosh Chodesh. And I wonder when that's going to happen again within 10 years.
Leah, this
I sure can't tell you.
The full moon and the eighth night of Hanukkah fall on the same night tonight. Not the full moon, I'm sorry, the new moon.
Mm-hmm.
The new moon and the eighth night of Hanukkah.
I don't know. Is there a Jewish search engine?
Exactly. Well, guess within 10 years when that would happen again.
I have no idea. The Jewish calendar has always been a total mystery to me.
Okay. Can I tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It's a lunar calendar, so it happens every year.
Oh.
I just learned that today, the eighth night of Hanukkah.
Trick question.
Yes.
It's a lunar calendar.
Okay.
Okay, do I get two bells?
There you
go. Answered the question. Okay.
I think you're our first call from West Virginia. I don't know.
No, he calls. Oh, he calls.
Oh, you've called before. Yeah. Okay, okay.
So, you're certainly our first Jewish caller from West Virginia.
Yeah.
There are many.
Yeah, you may be the only one in West Virginia.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. And let's see. Jerry, it's your turn.
Oh, okay.
You just asked that Sinatra question. If you want to give it to Leo, we can pass it to Leo. It's up to you.
What's that?
You just asked the Sinatra question, so it's up to you whether you want to ask another one or not.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Have I ever passed up an opportunity?
Yes, you have.
I guess maybe once. Okay. Who inspired the character Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's? According to Capote.
Well, I've heard different versions of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I heard one where it was the woman that married Walter Matthau.
Carol
Matthau.
No, that makes sense. This, what was her? Carol something, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not the answer I have. You know, he might have said various people, so this is my answer.
Yeah,
my
I have a feeling he did.
My answer is she's much more famous than Carol Matthau, who was formerly married to William Sir Ryan, if I recall.
Yeah. She's much more famous. Okay. Can you give us an idea what she's much more famous for?
Well, she's an actor.
Actress.
She was an actor. Actress.
But she's no longer living.
I won't tell you that.
All right.
Gave you enough of a hint.
Okay.
But Holly Golightly really, as not in the movie, but in the story,
prostitute.
She was a prostitute, wasn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Well, high-class call girl, but
yeah.
call girl.
I just mean the character, not the profession.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Leave it out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? Anybody? All right, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi.
And let's see, for inappropriate or boring Christmas presents for women?
Yes.
What about something to do with cleaning? So soap, towels, cleaning products?
Trying to think if I can work that in somehow. No, not specifically, no.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad.
So you can give those if you want.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It being the last night of Hanukkah, I've got just a little bit more time. So I have a question for you, and I'll just do a few of these.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. states in which something is the most common language after English and Spanish. So which U.S. state, and there's only one, is Russian the most common after English and Spanish?
Russia.
New York.
It's not New York.
Okay.
Yeah, you would think, because there are a lot of... But they're all downstate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The... Well, of course, Alaska used to be part of Russia.
It did, and it's not Alaska.
All right.
But you're in better shape than New York, geographically.
Right. Oh.
It's somewhere in the northwest?
Mm-hmm.
Washington?
That kind of narrows it down, doesn't it?
Washington?
Not Washington.
Oregon?
Uh-huh.
Oregon, really?
Oregon,
really?
Right.
And this is from somebody, this was published on Slate. Somebody at Slate used Census Bureau data and crunched all the languages.
Of course, they're not that
more in Oregon than in New York?
I mean, there are not that many people in Oregon, so I suppose it wouldn't take too much to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one, Arabic.
All right. Arabic.
Oh.
Well,
Is that
Michigan?
Jersey?
Minnesota?
It is Michigan.
Michigan, because there's a big Arabic population
in Detroit,
around.
I thought, New Jersey also.
Yeah.
And how about Hmong?
Oh, that's a camp. That's a dialect from
how do you
Laos.
How do you spell that?
Mm-hmm. H-M-O-N-G.
I think that's California.
No, it's not. There's a big population.
There's a big community here, though. Yeah.
There is, in the valley. Okay. It's probably a Western state, isn't it?
It is not.
Oh, it is not. Oh.
Massachusetts?
No, you were closer when you were in Michigan with Arabic.
Oh. Oh, my other guess was Louisiana.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Minnesota.
Oh,
don't
okay.
ask me why.
All right.
That's all I'll do tonight.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. And if you'd like to give us a quick call, the number is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Leah, it is your turn, I believe.
Okay. I'd like the top five, and they don't have to be in order or anything, nationalities of folks who stay at the Ritz in Paris. And you have to name all five.
Oh. Chinese and Russian. Are you going to tell? Are you going to disqualify if you?
I'm going to wait till you name all five. Otherwise, okay. You'll know what's wrong.
All right. Chinese, Russian. Saudi Arabia
for sure.
Chinese, Russian, Saudi Arabian, American. Kuwaiti. No,
one of those is right. I'll tell you in each case how many is right.
All right. Okay. Only one. All right. Would you repeat the question, Lee?
The top five nationalities of guests who stay at the Ritz in Paris.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. You there, caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi. I had a guest for Holly Golightly.
Yes.
Is that Marilyn Monroe?
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And I had a guess also for the Christmas song. Would that be Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You?
It is not.
Oh, okay. All right. And I know, are you still accepting proper nouns for the one-syllable to three-syllable words?
Sure.
Would it be Rome and Romeo?
Sure.
Why not?
And Born, B-O-R-N-E, to Borneo?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Great. It's Christmas. What the
yeah,
heck?
Exactly. And let's see. Which of Santa's reindeer were also car models?
Dasher.
Donner?
That's one. No?
Dasher's one.
Dasher's one. What's the other one?
Comet.
Yes. Very good. Dasher and Comet. Okay.
I know my reindeer. How about French, Leah, for the Ritz?
You have to name five.
You have to name five.
Oh, forget it.
We have a couple minutes left in the show if you want to give us a quick call. 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. This is Rick in Mill Valley. And Leah, I'm calling from the Little Red Barn where the Sieglers used to live.
Oh, that place must have good spirits in it.
It has wonderful spirits. They were. I've been here for 7 years, and they were wonderful, wonderful neighbors. And they always talk fondly about you.
Oh,
you should know.
They were wonderful.
What is the Little Red Barn?
Oh, it's a little barn on a property where some old friends of Leah's used to live, and they both passed away last summer within 6 weeks. One was 93 and the other was 89, and they passed away very
soon. I see.
Very soon. I think I know about a parliament. I think a parliament is zebras.
No, Dana got it. It's owls.
It's owls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
I have, you weren't here last week, Jerry, but I've got another series of four questions in two countries separated by a common language. So I'm going to give you four words all related to roads, which in English people wouldn't know what you're talking about if you use these words. So you have to give me the English version of these American
words.
Oh,
my gosh. Okay.
Blacktop.
Flat top?
Yep. Sidewalk, circle, and crosswalk.
Circle's a roundabout.
Yeah, yes. That's the only one I knew.
Yes.
A crosswalk is a zebra?
Yes, zebra crossing.
Oh, good job.
Very good.
Good, yeah. Good. Sidewalk?
Oh, gee.
Sidewalk.
Pavement? No.
Yes.
Oh, pavement.
You got it.
Good.
That's the pavement. And how about blacktop?
Blacktop.
Is it in the haircut?
No. Roadway?
Yes.
Oh, these are all road things.
These are all road related. Blacktop is, what would you call blacktop in English?
Blacktop.
Something on the blacktop. They wouldn't know what you were talking about, so you have to translate it.
Yeah, it's a tar.
Yes.
Tarmac?
You're almost there.
Tarmac.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is named after Tar McAdam. McAdam was the man that invented the tar, which is blacktop.
Oh.
Very good.
Very good. Question.
More
Thank
to
you.
Come.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm more British than I thought.
We're leaving just a minute or two early because we're going to play out with some music. So let's answer any questions that haven't been.
I think they've all been answered. Oh no, my Christmas specials. Okay, Dana got Fred Astaire was Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, Jimmy Durante is Frosty the Snowman.
Boris Karloff.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes, and Burl Ives you got, and Buddy Hackett.
Buddy Hackett, I'm not sure about.
Jack Frost.
Okay, all right.
That's it.
All right, Leah.
Okay, there are two more pair of words that become three-syllable words. Cameo. And lean, as in a lean on a house, becomes alien. And I think I'm going to just ask that same question about the nationalities at the Ritz.
All right, later on? Okay.
At another time,
okay,
yeah.
All right. The, let's see, the Christmas gifts to avoid for women, according to the Huffington Post, diet books, Spanx, cheap perfume, holiday gift baskets, cheap jewelry, cosmetics, cheap cosmetics, gym memberships, stripper pole, and Snuggies. So,
okay, by the way, the name of the radio show that Frank Sinatra starred in was Rocky Fortune.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay. German for the musical instruments. German for concord of sounds, that's the accordion. Latin for trumpet is actually tuba. And Arabic for strangled wood, that's lute. Anyway, if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Just to remind you, next week we are going to have an all-music show because we won't have any phones. But so I hope you will tune in for that and let me know how you like it. So our panel tonight has been Jerry Nachman, Leah Garchik from The Chronicle. I've been your moderator, Daniel Enriquez. Our thanks to David LaTulipe. And we hope you have a wonderful Christmas. And just to remind you what Rousseau said, there is no wisdom greater than kindness, so we hope you will remember that at Christmas time. Have a wonderful Christmas, everybody, and I will be here next Sunday. Bye-bye. Troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. The Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles